There's no questions. We'll go to agenda item number 8, discussion and possible action on general manager reserve water. Brad Burnett.
Okay, this is an action item, and when we get to the end, we're going to be recommending the sale of about 4,700 acre-feet of water for temporary use through the remainder of this year. But before we get there, I need to give you a little bit of background. Let's go ahead and go to the next slide. If y'all remember back in October of every year, last October, we were looking at how much interruptible water to make available for this year in 2014. And what we recommended to you and what the board ultimately approved was that we only make the amount of interruptible water available needed to meet those contracts that extended into 2014. So everybody that had a contract that had an expiration date into this year, we said we were going to, you know, basically fulfill those contracts unless we end up in a stage 3 drought condition or something like that, at which point we can cut them all off. But we decided that we weren't going to sell any more water or any new contracts unless we got some improvement. And so we basically, for the last 6 months or so, been in that holding pattern. We haven't issued any new contracts with any water customers, and we've continued to have customers that are calling, needing water, some historical customers and some new entities that need water. So that's kind of what's happened here in the recent short term. This general manager reserve that we're talking about, the last time that we had long-term water available for sale was back about in the year 2001. When we renegotiated a contract with TXU at that time, and it made about 50,000 acre-feet of water that had previously been under contract with TXU available for us to supply to other entities. And we spent about 4 or 5 years, back 2001 to 2005, with no one interested in that water because, you know, back then we were getting inflow and the river was flowing and, you know, people, you know, didn't pay much attention to it. And so we had that water in our inventory for quite a while. Finally, about the year probably 2005, we started getting some customers interested in that, and we actually started selling it. And as the 50,000 acre feet depleted with new sales and new contracts, we were getting down to the point where there wasn't going to be any left, and we decided to hold about 2,500 acre feet of that in reserve just so that we would have something there in the event that we had some type of emergency or unforeseen contingency that might exist. And
give us some examples. Cattle folks.
Yeah, we you know, for instance, you know, some of the farmers and ag guys have been impacted by the senior calls in the last couple of years, or some of those type contingencies where they have their own water rights, but all of a sudden there's a senior call and TCEQ has told them they can't use their water.
Ma'am? They get the water anyway.
Some of them do.
Yes.
Some of them do. There's a few honest ones out there, but some of them do. So we've got that, and then now we've got, you know, some of you folks that are out in the northwest part of the basin know the situation with mineral wells, that I think they rely on water from Lake Palo Pinto, and it's something like a year from being empty. And so now they've got, is that the one you were talking about, 400 days? So we didn't know what those emergencies specifically would be, but we knew that we might need something. And so, you know, that 2,500 acre feet is water that we could have committed long term under our water rights, but it's kind of been, you know, sitting aside. That balance of that is currently at about 4,767 acre feet, so it's gone up a little bit since 2008. Most of that comes from when the city of Keene a few years ago returned water that they were no longer interested in needing. That was about 2,000 acre feet, and because we were in a drought at that time, we didn't go out and immediately try to resell that water. We just kind of, you know, left it over there with the 2,500. And so as we sit here today, we've got this reserve that's got about 4,667 acre-feet of water that is kind of set aside that could be contracted for long-term use. This shows the list of entities that are in need of water in the immediate future. And these are entities that may need water long term, but all of these entities need water immediately as well this summer. Many of them are entities that had interruptible contracts that expired last year that we chose not to renew. You can see the totals are summarized by type of use on the left, and then the table on the right that shows each of the individual entities. So you can see who they are, you know, how much water they're asking for, and kind of where they're located. You can see the first request there on the list. The only municipal request that we have is from the Palo Pinto Municipal Water District. And again, that I think is contemplated as water for mineral wells if their situation doesn't improve. The two largest requests on here are Alcoa for 5,000 acre feet and Gulf Coast Water Authority for 44,000. And obviously, the amount that we're talking about, 4,700 acre feet, wouldn't be enough to take care of either one of those individually, let alone collectively. So they're kind of outside of the bounds of what I think we're capable of doing. Most of the other requests are for much smaller volumes, and most of them, all the ones in yellow, are for mostly smaller agricultural irrigation operations that are scattered throughout the basin. The ones in blue on the bottom are mining. One of the considerations that we've made in recommending this to you today, what we're going to recommend on the sale of this water, is from our water sale policy. BRA has a water sale policy that is consistent with the water code and outlining preferences of use that the state uses, that the TCEQ uses when they're appropriating new water permits. And you can kind of see the list of preference of use here. At the top is municipal and domestic uses, and then the next level down at the second tier, the second priority, are equally weighted at agriculture as well as industrial. And then the next is mining, and on down you can see, you know, recreation and others down there pretty further down on the list. Again, on the previous slide we looked at, we've got one municipal request for 500 acre feet. We've got ag and industrial requests for 56,000 acre feet. And we've got mining requests for about 3,500. So what we're recommending to you today is that we enter contracts for that reserve water. Currently, the balance there is about 4,767 acre feet, with the municipal interest that's represented there by Palo Pinto MWD, and also with the industrial and ag users that were on that request list. And because we don't have enough water to go around, and mining is third on the tier list, we're not recommending any new contracts for the mining users. What we've come up with is a 500 acre foot per contract recommendation, so that we're going to offer customers on that list for municipal, ag, and industrial contracts for up to 500 acre feet, but no more than 500 acre feet per entity. So you can't come ask for 10 contracts for 500 acre feet. We're also going to recommend setting the expiration date on those as December 31st of this year. That meets their needs in the near term, but at the same time, it gives us flexibility if conditions worsen through the remainder of the year and we really look at having to get really aggressive with our drought plan or whatever the case may be. It doesn't lock us into an obligation any longer than the remainder of this calendar year. And with those restrictions in place, you know, 500 acre foot max, and with them all expiring at the end of the year, we were able to meet all the requests that were on that list in full, with the exception of Alcoa. There was a request from Vulcan for 1,000 acre feet, the Gulf Coast request for 44,000, and there was one ag request from a man named Cliff Skiles for 3,000. So those would be the only ones that wouldn't get all that they were asking for. And again, some of the volumes of what they were asking for is way outside of the bounds of what we've got. One more slide, just going back to projections, kind of give you an idea of perspective on, you know, the impact if we do this and they use the water, what's that going to do to our system? This is the exact same slide that I showed you last October when we were looking at interruptible water. Last October, our storage was right here. Again, we were down there about 1.4 million acre feet. And these different lines coming off of here represented different interruptible water sale scenarios. So if we didn't sell any interruptible, this was where we were going to be in a worst-case condition. If we only sold interruptible water to the multi-year contracts, which is what we did, the dashed blue line represented that. And then if we would have sold all the interruptible water, the purple line would have represented that. Again, since October of last year, we got that rain in October and November, so we're in a little bit better shape. You know, we've come up here rather than tracking along here. So, you know, we've improved somewhat, but we still don't think we've improved enough to you know, essentially fulfill all of those requests. And so that's why we're only requesting the, you know, essentially what's in the reserve. It's a pretty small amount. And you can't even see in the thickness of these lines, you can't, you know, identify 4,000 acre feet. So it's not going to have a major impact on our system. I think that's all the slides I have. We've got a resolution, but I'd be happy to answer any questions that you got, if you have any. Yes, sir.
If you fell into the weather pattern that followed your bottom dotted lines there, how would that change your priority list?
I'm not sure.
In terms of, you've made a priority list for the water you're going to release.
Oh, Yeah.
If you had less water than you have now, who would get it?
Right. That's an interesting question, too, because in the water code, the state makes a distinction in appropriating water or giving new permits so that the municipal users get top priority. Then next is the agricultural and industrial and so forth, like the list that I showed you. That's in appropriating new water. Once a contract is issued, like, you know, all of BRA's long-term contracts, and we're operating under our drought plan, let's say we follow on that worst-case line and we end up at, you know, stage three of our drought plan, there is no distinction amongst the users. And so basically the way the law is, it requires us to ask all of our customers to cut back the same. So basically nobody gets priority. However, there is a public health and safety provision in the water code as well, where, you know, if there's an imminent threat to public health, safety, and welfare, and that's kind of subjective and a little bit of a gray area how that's defined, then I think there is some leeway to give preference to those uses. But TCEQ tried to do that with their senior calls last year, and I think in prior years, and the agricultural community wasn't happy that they made that declaration of public health, safety, and welfare and basically shifted the burden of saving water on the ag community. And so they sued the TCEQ, and I think the results of that case are still to be decided in the courts. I think the ag guys won the first round, though. So there's kind of two different sets of rules if you're supplying new water versus asking people to cut back with what's out there already contracted.
Any more questions? Read your resolution, please.
Okay. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager / CEO to enter contracts with municipal, agricultural, and industrial users in accordance with the preference of uses defined in Policy 6.05, water sale and use, for up to 4,767 acre-feet from water currently held in reserve. And be it further resolved that all such contracts shall be limited to a maximum of 500 acre-feet per contract with no more than one contract per entity, and that all such contracts shall expire on December 31, 2014.
You've heard the resolution. Is a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Bob? Jean?
Jean.
Poll the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.